Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Dan Fogelberg bringing us back, the late, great Dan Fogelberg, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And you'll find lots of things there. You can read, listen, ask questions on any topic under the small business sun. You got 5 seconds, you got 15 minutes, anywhere in between. We got something you can read or listen to there. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage. Having a great visit with our new friend Linda Hollander, the author of Bags to Riches. She is the wealthy bag lady, and we're talking about some of the things that we can learn from her. Linda, tell us about your event, your annual event, the women's conference that you have.
Okay. Well, I'll just tell you a little bit of the story. In my bag business, I dealt with a lot of people who just wanted business advice. You know, they didn't want to just order bags, but they said, how do I do sales? How do I do marketing? So that led to the book, Bags to Riches. Mm-hmm. And then I did a book tour. And then a lot of women said, you know what? Your book is great, but we want to be in an empowerment forum with all the millionaire mentors that you know, because I interviewed the multimillionaires to get their advice for my book. Mm-hmm. So I created Women's Small Business Expo. It takes place every year, the last Wednesday of April. It's going to take place April 25th of 2012. And you could get the information on the website, wealthybaglady.com.
All right, so check it out. Well, good for you for doing that. So all these women, so you become a mentor, a counselor to women, the ones you talk to directly, the ones you've worked with indirectly through your website, your work, your writing, your books, and that sort of thing. So what do you think is the big thing, the big issue for women to be able to deal with in order to be successful?
The big issue for women is mindset. They've got to, you know, it's like we were talking about, you know, you have to know that you can be successful. You know, have to know that you are entitled and were born with the right to fulfill your destiny and be successful and step into your greatness. So that's really what I work with a lot with women. You know, the business planning, that comes after. The mindset is the most important thing.
Well, you know, one of the things that I've talked about this many times with a lot of women business counselors such as yourself, and the one thing that I've said is that men often have too much self-confidence. Sometimes their self-confidence gets them into trouble. But if I could give women one thing, it would be self-confidence. If that's all I could give them, that would be what I would give them. What do you think?
I think that is so true. I would give them self-confidence, and I would give them the ability to think big, because a lot of women, when they come to me, they say, well, I just want to start a little business, and I want it just to make enough money to get by and support my family. And I said, well, why not make a lot of money with your business and support
your generational wealth? How do we do that? See, how do we do that, Linda? Because one of the things that I think, and ladies, you know I love you. I do too much programming on this show for you not to know that. But I think women need to set their focus a little bit farther. I think women need to stretch their focus, stretch their vision, stretch their possibilities. So when you view the world, ladies, whatever you see when you view the world, say, okay, I'm going to establish that. That's right there. Now, what's beyond that? Look at the next thing beyond that. What do you think, Linda?
I think that's great, you know, because why can't you be the next female Donald Trump?
Exactly.
You know, why not?
That's exactly right.
There's absolutely no reason.
Now here's where guys get into trouble. We don't see whatever women see when they look in the future. Men don't even see that. They look beyond that. But they tend to look too far down the road. And where they're more likely to fail is they're more likely to get ahead of themselves. When they should have pulled back a little bit and maybe done a few more fundamentals. And women are more likely to get stuck in the fundamentals.
Well, and women, what I love about women is that they do ask more questions. They ask me, you know, how do I do sales? How do I do marketing? They're willing to admit, hey, I don't understand this
right.
all.
Guys, not so much. Guys don't do that as much.
Not so men much, should but ask what me. I love about men, I love working with men, too, I love the fact that men make very quick decisions, and I love the fact that men will invest in themselves regularly and without apology, and that's something that we need to communicate to women, that you do need to invest in yourself.
Well, men are more likely to think linear, and women are more likely to think circular.
Yes.
And if women could find a way to flatten that circle, make it look more like make that circle look more like an egg, what do you think?
Well, I studied brain function for the book, and the corpus callosum is bigger in women, and that means women do think bilaterally with both lobes of the brain.
Well, you have 40% more connective tissue between the lobes.
Exactly. And men think a little bit more with one lobe than the other, whereas women use both lobes of the brain. So, you know, it's a matter of biology, what we're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. No question about it. And it's great that women ask the questions, but at some point in time, you have to pull the trigger, don't you?
Oh, you have to pull the trigger. You have to be a risk taker in business. No question about it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And women are hardwired to want security probably more than men.
I think so.
And that gets in the way a little bit sometimes, doesn't it?
It does. It gets in the way because, boy, when you become an entrepreneur, there's really not a safety net there.
Right, exactly.
For you. You know, you have to create the safety net.
Linda, this has been so much fun. Will you come back another day? You have a lot more teachers.
I would love to. And can I give away something to the
Please,
listeners?
Quickly.
Okay. So once again, go to wealthybaglady.com, take the quiz, Are You a Natural Entrepreneur?, and get that free report, the top 7 business blunders and how you can avoid them.
I want one of those fancy bags. I haven't got one of those.
I'll get you a bag.
I like camouflage, Linda. Linda Hollander, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I will be, too, after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.